Good morning. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes, filling in for Jeffrey Davis. I want to thank MTP Software for the wonderful studio they've built us. We always love coming back here. MTP Software is the leader in the sports and sports and entertainment CRM industry. So our next guests are Alina Ritter and Alexander Kriya, advisors at Insperity. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Insperity's been on the show before. We've had Kevin Mason before, but for the listeners and viewers who haven't seen that segment, if you could fill us in on what is Insperity?
Yeah, so Insperity works with small to mid-sized businesses in the area, helping with things on the human capital side of the business, such as human resources, technology, benefits, payroll. And our goal since 1986 has to be providing ultimately the best service and software in the industry. And it is coming all the way down from our CEO, who was the co-founder way back in 1986 and had a goal for us and had a vision. And we are, Alina and I's job is to produce that vision on a daily basis to small to mid-sized clients.
Great. Talk to us a little bit about the types of clients you guys work with. I know you said small to mid-size. Does it focus on a particular industry? Is it also regionally based? I believe you guys are a national firm.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah.
I can talk about it. Yeah,
sure.
We, in fact, we have about 73 offices now.
Wow.
in the United States. So our main customer is anywhere from 5 employees to 150. And we also have a mid-market that's from 150 to up to even 3,000 employees. But our sweet spot anywhere from 5 to 150. And any professional business, you know, biotech, engineering firms, architecture firms, medical devices, is a great customer for us. The companies that are growing, potentially going to different states because all different laws in different states, all of these is a perfect fit for us.
Yeah, I understand a lot of what you guys do. I know there's a very broad spectrum that Insperity can provide, but a lot of it does focus in the HR fields. And like you said, there are, you know, different laws in different states. Everything's changing, you know, even just very recently here in Massachusetts. Do you want to speak a little bit about what you guys can provide clients in those areas?
Yeah, so our goal is to provide not only a software that helps them on the back end when it comes to HR and how to mitigate those risks in each state, but it's the service end as well. So we don't consider ourselves to be a software company. We're a software with a service company. We have internal individuals that are assigned to our clients here in Massachusetts and in all 50 states that help clients mitigate the risks of being an employer. So the employer can focus on revenue generation and focusing on the mission and vision and values of their company and letting us kind of offload that, you know, not the tactical side of the company, if you will.
Would you say that the clients that can make best use of Insperity are those that don't already have an HR team or somebody in that role, or can it also, you know, add on to what they've already got?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we have clients that have one individual that wears an HR hat. Maybe it's also the CFO in a smaller business that is taking over some of those, like I said, non-revenue generation tasks. But we also work with clients that have 5 or 6 internal HR individuals. We provide the vehicle to kind of offload some of that, you know, the struggles of being an employer. But yeah, I would say it's both. It's a good question.
Interesting. And have you guys seen a much shift in the industry? You know, obviously software continues to grow what's accessible. Has Insperity shifted over time as well, and has the industry shifted too?
The industry certainly has shifted, I would say. We are definitely seeing some companies that have the same strategy, but maybe don't produce the same solution, if you will, right? So they produce similar software, but they don't back it up with the internal team that we provide, if you will.
In fact, just to add, the Insperity's customer satisfaction and customer retention rate is in a high 90%, which is unheard of in the industry.
Wow.
So we really, really take care of our customers, and we provide an excellent customer service, which is unheard of in the industry.
Yeah, that's definitely important. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get a little bit into both of your backgrounds mm-hmm. briefly here. Mm-hmm. Sure. So either Alina or Alex,
I can start.
Yeah.
Sure. So I am originally from the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the concert pianist music family. My dad is a concert pianist, and I grew up playing piano and studied classical piano. And I graduated from Kiev Music School when I was 17. But music, even though I enjoyed performing, wasn't really my passion. And I really wanted to go into a business, and I wanted to go into business in the U.S. So when I was 17, I moved to the United States, to Wichita, Kansas, to go to school. Mm-hmm. Even though English, I wasn't really fluent in English at the time, but, you know, I really wanted to excel in my studies. And I worked really hard, and I graduated with 2 degrees in international business and pre-law. And after I graduated, I moved to Boston in 2000, and I was in finance, and then I was working for a medical software company, Meditech, for almost 15 years, and I was calling on C-level executives promoting medical software. Mm-hmm. And after 15 years, it was time for a change and a new challenge, and that's how I started with Insperity.
Awesome. And Alex?
Yeah, so I took a job right out of college for ADP. So I was selling payroll software to small clients under 49 employees. Did that for 2 years, and Insperity, because of the mission of Insperity and what we provide to small to mid-sized clients, it was very attractive to me. So when a recruiter reached out, I kind of jumped at the opportunity to join Insperity. So I've been here for 2 years now.
Great. What would you guys say is some of the most important HR topics that business owners, you know, especially a lot of our listenership are business owners or entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. What do they need to be aware of in terms of HR compliance, new laws, or things that are often forgotten, you know, things that Insperity can help fill the gaps and assist with?
Yeah, I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's new laws. It's mitigating the risk of being an employer. It is difficult to be an employer nowadays. Mm-hmm. And like I said, our job, Alina's job and my job, is to talk to C-level executives on a daily basis to make sure that they know the new laws that are coming into effect on a daily basis here in Massachusetts. Again, offloading the administrative burden it is to be an employer is our job. So I think you hit the nail on the head. It's certainly the ever-changing laws and mitigating the risks, you know, associated with that.
Interesting. And if people are interested, are they able to sign up for, you mentioned it's software with the service, like SWS instead of SaaS,
exactly.
Like usual. But are they paying for, can they just get the software? How does the subscription work is basically my question. Are they, how do people sign up?
Yeah, so we have two different platforms. Mm-hmm. We have what is called Workforce Optimization, and we have what is called Workforce Acceleration. So it's easy for Alina and I to be advisors instead of salespeople in this role, to be product agnostic and say which product suits the company best and the client best, or the prospect in this situation.
So what are the differences between those two levels?
Do you want to chat about the differences?
Absolutely. So the co-employment model is when the customer goes under our federal tax ID number. Mm-hmm. So it was the buying power, we're able to go directly to the market and able to save businesses money on health insurance. That's really attractive, you know, to be able to attract and retain top talent for small businesses. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge differentiator, between us and not able to be able to go with the buying power and get, you know, that better benefits package and, you know, more affordable plan. And the other platform, you know, we basically just manage the insurance benefits that they already have with the brokers. So we just kind of helped administer the benefits. But it's both of the platform is the subject matter experts there for you. Like Alex said, you know, 5-6 people there, elbow to elbow, really there, protecting you, making sure you're compliant, mitigating the risk, and
Yeah, it gives you, both products give you the feel, they're different, but they give you the feel of being a Fortune 500 company. right? You know, if you're a 12-employee company, maybe you don't have subject matter experts, mm-hmm. like Alina mentioned.
Right.
We do, and we can certainly provide that help necessary.
That's great. Yeah. And something you mentioned in the first product mm-hmm. Made me wonder, do either of your products or Insperity assist with hiring in any way?
Because yeah.
I know that's, mm-hmm. especially in Massachusetts, it's a big issue right now.
Absolutely.
So you said that the product can help with health insurance mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the onboarding mm-hmm. process. Talk maybe a little bit about how can it help with hiring as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Both can. Both products. Okay. Specialize in attracting and retaining top talent, like you mentioned, especially in Massachusetts, yeah. where there's such a battle for the best talent available, mm-hmm. yeah. especially the clients like Alina mentioned that we're going after, biotech industry, mm-hmm. things of that nature.
There's huge needs in the medical and biotech
industries.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So both products, excuse me, can absolutely help with attracting and retaining and what that means for bringing on the best possible talent.
Great.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a wide range of products and services available from Insperity. A lot of stuff that business owners would probably be interested in if mm-hmm. You're small and medium size. If anybody does want to get in touch with either of you, what's the best way to do that?
Sure. So they can just email me at alina.ritter@insperity.com, alina.ritter@insperity.com.
Great. Alexander.
Yeah, same thing. First name, last name. We're local, so we're around alexander.korea@insperity.com. Alina and I will do everything we can to help a small to mid-sized business succeed and prosper in the community.
Great.
And our service teams are local too, which is huge. So
where's the office is?
Sure.
Located?
So we are in Woburn. Mm-hmm. We also have an office in Boston. Okay. We have another office in Providence.
Yep.
So we have a lot of local presence here, and we're there to help.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys again for coming on the show today. Mm-hmm. It was great talking
with
you both.
Much.
Hope you guys will return in the future. Maybe we can get Kevin back as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very
us.
Much.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I want to remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Follow us on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook. We're everywhere, always pushing out entrepreneurial stories with business owners and professionals from New England and all over the country. I want to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.